The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello again. Another My Music. It's been worked out that the average My Music panel member is 6 foot 2.5 inches tall, weighs 190 pounds, lives somewhere in South Buckinghamshire, and is called either Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, David Franklin, or Ian Wallace. This first round, as always, can earn you 2 marks, one for the title, another for the composer. So, David, what is this, please, and by whom? It's played specially for you, incidentally, by Wingate's Temperance Band. Here it is.
This is Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yes.
Iolanthe.
Yes.
March of the Piers.
Yes. 2 marks. Sullivan, March of the Piers from Iolanthe. Dennis, you'll know this, I think, if you have quick mental flip through Stokowski's films. Here's yours.
Yes, if you've ever had to manage a theatre where you had acrobats, you will know that the final flip-flops that they do are always done to the music of March of the Hours by Punchinello or something.
Well, you're nearly right on both counts, actually. Not the March of the Hours.
Not the March, the Dance of the Hours.
Dance of the Hours, yes. By
Ponchielli.
Ponchielli, yeah. Amilcare Ponchielli, yes. Oh, you'll get your 2 marks all right there. Ian, for you, something soft.
Well, there can be no doubt at all that it is a quartet.
That's true.
There is even less doubt that it is Tchaikovsky.
Yes.
I think this is always known as the Andante Cantabile.
Yes, thank you very much. There's your 2 marks. Frank Neal, what's this? That partner.
I don't know how many of you have managed a circus.
Strauss.
Yes.
Tri-Strauss.
Yes.
Not Richard Strauss, but Tri-Strauss.
No, Tri-Strauss, yes, not Richard Strauss, but
some kind of gallop.
Yes, there's a particular word I'm after here, which can be in German or English. You detected a horse riding going on.
Yes.
There, did you? Supposing there were a fox in front of you, what would you be at?
That would be a hunt.
That would be a hunt, you're right, yes.
Yes,
But you don't shoot foxes.
They do in Bavaria. it's the hunt by Strauss.
Well, very nice. Yes, the hunt will do by Strauss. For your 2 marks. Yours. Everybody's got full marks in the first round. Socially conscious people who want to clean up television and the cinema, sex and violence and all that, might do worse than turn their attention to the operatic stage, where some distinctly ex-certificate things go on. David, here's a pretty tough plot. The hero loves his godchild, but thanks to his political activities, he causes the death of her father and the death of her lover. She, as a result, loses her reason, and he, the hero, has to flee the country. Which opera, which composer, and whose original story?
If it's Tchaikovsky, and it is, Tchaikovsky took the story of Pete Dam and of Eugene Onegin from Pushkin.
Yes, there's
Pushkin.
A good mark.
And
well done.
What I was going to say was, although I don't know the name of this opera, I'll have a bob each way on his having lifted the story of this one from Pushkin too.
Yes. Well done. You've got the mark, if not
lad.
A bob.
Good
yes.
lad.
There you go. Boy.
Is this chap anything to do with a hero of Byron's?
Yes.
Mazeppa.
Mazeppa, your third mark. Well done. Dennis, here's an opera story for you. The hero is to be hanged, but the heroine intercedes for him, having arrived on horseback. Which opera, by whom, and where was the first performance?
Horseback.
Cool. It's practically exactly the story of Cat Ballou.
Well, you're almost there.
Yes. Is it The Girl of the Golden West?
Yes, that's one mark.
And I know that's by Puccini.
Yes. Where was the first performance?
Oh, golly. Downtown Burbank. New York?
Right, yes, New York. Girl of the Golden West by Puccini was first performed in New York in 1910 at the Met with Caruso and conducted, incidentally, by Toscanini. Three marks out of three. Ian, the potion makes her seem dead, though she's in fact only drugged. Her husband brings poison and dies beside her. Which opera? What is her full name and the full name of the opera's composer?
She's taken a potion. It sounds like Romeo and Juliet.
Well, that's not her full name, is it?
I know, but we're getting there. Don't yeah.
Romeo and Juliet's a mark. Yeah. Her full name.
Montague or Capulet, one or the other. It's a 2-to-1 chance. Capulet.
Yes, so her name's Juliet Capulet. You're yes. Right.
Isn't it funny when you think of his name as being Romeo Montague?
It is. It is, isn't it?
Sounds like a plotting of 1950s,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes.
Banking family.
Full name of the composer, please.
Is it Russian?
No. Charles Gounod. Gounod's Romeo and Juliet. Frank, Henry lies to his sister and says that Edgar has been untrue, so she agrees to marry Arthur. Which opera, by whom, and what happens on the wedding night?
Well, on the wedding night, he makes a little overture. they have a duet, Con Amore, and a few months afterwards, there's a trio. Well, can they have the resume again?
I'll tell you, I'll give you the whole thing by telling you the Christian name of her, the sister.
Go on.
Lucy.
Oh, Lucy de
Lammermoor. Lucy de Lammermoor.
Well, all right. Yes, that's...
What?
That's right. Composer?
Donizetti
is right. Yes, that's right. And you don't really know what happens on the wedding night, do you? I think two out of three...
I do, but I just don't want to discuss it.
No.
I'll tell you what, if it's opera, they just sit there and sing.
Nothing. All you wanted to know about opera, but were afraid to ask. Yes.
Well, nothing so mundane in this story. Lucy stabs Arthur and then dies herself. Edgar returns and stabs himself. Here are some questions to do with climate. David, what sort of weather and who made the song famous?
I have an idea. It's called April Showers.
Yes, what a good idea you have.
And I've got another idea. It was by Al Jolson.
Yes, made famous by Al Jolson. Mm-hmm. In a show called Bombo in 1921. Two marks. Dennis, Rotten Weather, whose music and whose words?
It's a very interesting song, Stormy Weather, because It's one of the few songs that are popular songs that are, have survived and become a standard, which was originally written for a nightclub. And it was a period in the early 30s when Harold Arlen was writing for the Cotton Club Review for a singer in the Duke Ellington band called Ivy Anderson, who was a marvellous blues singer.
Yeah, that's right. Harold Arlen, and I'll give you a clue, because it's a very hard one. This Ted...
I really don't know. Ted Jenkins or something.
No, Kohler. Ted Kohler. Very good. Should we give him 1.5 out of 2?
Yeah.
Ian, what sort of weather and whose music?
Which language would you like?
German.
Really?
Finnish.
He's finished before he started.
Urdu.
No, I think it might be better in German, because it is Donner und Blitzen.
That's right. A couple of very nice reindeer.
Which is thunder and lightning.
And
Polka.
Music by?
Johann Strauss.
The...
Yeah. Younger.
Younger, yes. Younger. The second, yes.
Yes, the second.
Yes, 2 marks. Frank, what sort of weather and round which famous building?
A foggy day.
Yes.
In London Town.
British Museum.
British Museum is right.
British Museum,
yes.
Great Russell Street.
2 marks for that. The British Museum had lost its charm, the line in the Gershwin song. Here are some snatches of songs that were enormously successful, either on records or in sheet music sales, when they first came out. Just 1 mark for telling me the year in which the song was published. David.
Um, 1963.
Dead right for a mark, yes. Dennis, here's yours. The date, please, for this. Absolutely lovely tune, I think. And I was surprised to find its year of publication.
Yes, it's a long time ago. Yeah. The chap who wrote it actually never wrote another hit song. He was a review writer, an American, I can't remember his name. And it was way back, it was in the First World War.
That's right.
And I take a guess around about 1917,
18. 1916, you'll get your mark. Yes. The tune is called Poor Butterfly. Ian, here's yours.
Well, it's fair to say, isn't it, that was probably another case of the only hit song being written by its composers, so far as I know.
Yeah.
Two ladies who I think played in a trio or a quartet in a cafe. And,
anyway, the year?
Yes.
Well, you can get a fix on this.
Because it was a competition that they went in for.
Just while you are thinking, it was the Hammersmith Palais, that's right. And the panel of judges...
Write a tune for £1,000.
That's right, and the panel of judges...
Cruising Down the River.
Right. I'm trying to tell you, the panel of judges listened to thousands and thousands of manuscripts, had all these songs played to them by me as a very, very young piano player.
Oh, well, then...
Or 1917.
1908.
Thank you.
I was going to say 1963.
No,
10 marks.
About 1949-50.
Just after the war, I would say.
Your mate is right here.
45.
1945. Publication date.
Well, Joe, we had to work hard on that, didn't we?
The song Cruising Down the River, of course. Frank Muir, here's one for you to date.
And baby, it's My Blue Heaven.
Yes. Bum, bum. That version by the London Symphony Orchestra.
And it's, we think, late 20s.
Yes. Would you like to put a number to it?
Yes, 29.
No, near enough, though. Near enough for one mark. 1927. Here's a round that's all about a particular composer and his contemporaries. David, his friends used to greet this Russian composer by saying, "How are you? Not too well, I hope." Why did they say that, and who was he?
In English,
oh,
too.
I know this. It was Borodin, yes, who was, by profession, a chemist. I don't mean that he sold razor blades and talcum powder. He was a chemistry chemist. And when he wasn't well enough to go to the lab and experiment, he stayed at home.
I see.
He stayed at home and wrote music, and
that's right,
which was his hobby. And he was writing Prince Igor or Prince Igor, and it was just as well that he wasn't very well, because if he hadn't finished writing Prince Igor, they wouldn't have had half the score of Kismet.
Yes, and of course they said, "How are you? Not too well, I hope," meaning we hope you're writing music these days instead of chemistrying. You get 2 out of 2. Dennis, here's some music by that same man. Dennis, what was that tune later borrowed for, and when was it borrowed in?
Kismet.
Yes, the song...
This Is My Beloved.
Yes, and This Is My Beloved.
And This Is My Beloved, to get the extra note in. what was the rest of the question?
When? When was the show?
When was the show? The show was around about 1951?
No, 1950, good enough. And it came from, I'll give you this, Quartet number 2 in D major by Borodin. 2 marks to you.
My friend knew that.
Ian, quite often Borodin didn't orchestrate or even finish his own compositions. Which two colleagues were the main ones to help him?
Glazunov.
Yes.
The other chap, when he could prize himself away from the flight of the bumblebee. He used to go along and look over Borodin's papers in among the retorts and test tubes. And his name was Rimsky-Korsakov.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, 2 marks. Frank, for you, some music first. Frank, that was by Rimsky-Korsakov. What does it represent, and who first introduced the story to Europe?
It signifies in the story Scheherazade.
Yes.
And it's the story of the 1001 nights when Scheherazade, to stop she and her companions being decapitated, told the Sultan a story every night for 1001 nights. And every night when she finished her story, she'd creep into bed and Scheherazade.
Well, yes, I'm sorry to bore you with it, but who first introduced the story to Europe?
It's a French one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, whose name I can't remember.
Antoine...
Very likely.
Yes.
I will accept that for 1 mark.
I think I must give you your 2, but for you, full of information, Antoine Galland, famous French Oriental scholar.
Yes.
Next round, there's a passage in Homer which reads, "Then strong men sang and women fell to weeping."
There's no place like Homer.
And this round might remind you of that quotation, as our panel members do sing for 3 marks a go. A song for and from David Franklin.
with my hat in my hand, and I walk round again with them off. I'm all airs and graces, correct, easy places. Yes, all together.
Da, 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 this is I'm Bert.
But I haven't a shirt. My people are well off, you know. Almost everyone knows me, from Smith to Lord Rosebery. I'm Burlington Bertie from Bow.
Three marks, David. Dennis, your song.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat?
It's Ian's pencil.
Why, that happy tune is your step. Just direct your feet. I used to walk in the shade with my blue. Now I'm...
Oh, come on, Dennis.
And now I'm living in clover.
That was the Mary Maxwell. All these years, and you've only just cottoned on to the trick of doing the first word and letting the audience sing the rest. Very good, yeah.
Their response there was rather like, in the cinema, when they used to put up occasionally a song, and you heard the music, and they put the words up, and a little ball bounced along the word.
And when it got three beats at the end of the line, it went to one, two, three.
Because I've forgotten that.
Yeah. Well, it's going to have some real community singing now, I think, with your song, Ian.
But we'll travel along, singing a song, side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow. But we'll travel the road, sharing the load, side by side. Never mind the weather. What if the sky should fall?
Just as long as
we're
together.
As long as we're together. It doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had their troubles
and parted,
we'll be the same.
We'll be the same as we started. Traveling along, singing a song, side by side. For one terrible moment there, I nearly went into... He never seems to worry.
And the final song for everybody, and especially for Frank Muir. Frank.
Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma, we've decided. No, ma, we won't hide it. Yes, ma, you're invited to. By the way, when we meet the preacher, I'll say, yes, sir. That's my baby, no, sir. Don't baby, yes, sir. That's my baby, no.
And I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week. I look at the final score, and it's a victory by 2 marks for David Franklin and Frank Muir.
In My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Shryan.
Thank you.